Those shows were canceled. They were great, and I'm very happy to have been a part of HBO's pre-golden years as well as Fox's trash bin, but that's all over. Now I earn my living by being a sarcastic crank or, quote, asshole, unquote, which is just one of my many onstage personas. I'm working on a new one where I amuse folks through gentle, self-deprecating joshing a la Garrison Keillor. I certainly understand why people would grow weary of my tood. I felt the same way about others in my position. And I react with the same eye-rolling, yeah, yeah, whatever, you don't like the president, you don't like Hollywood douchebags, I get it. Say, though, how was that bump that you did backstage at the White Stripes show in L.A.? I hope it didn't delay your guest VJ spot on MTV2, jack-off. And this kind of thing compounds the problem. It seems that my career is entering the shut-up-already phase. Those who were with me in the beginning, before I showed my true colors as I willingly and exuberantly lapped at the feet of my indie heroes while preparing to play a game of televised poker with strangers, are currently loading their blogs ready to trash and deny. This means that I will now be left with just the people who recognize me from Men in Black or Just Shoot Me to look to for succor. I will while away the hours answering questions about what Will Smith is really like and whether Laura San Giacomo's breasts are really as big as they seem. Actually, that doesn't sound like much fun. Okay, then. With that in mind, I will turn to the aforementioned Self-Loathing Hipster's Guide to the Universe, published by Knopf, and plan the rest of my life accordingly. I can go underground, a real place. It is a cavernous, lead-lined bunker in the Yucca Mountains in Nevada, with, amongst others, the guy from the Manic Preachers and Deborah Winger. There I can bide my time and write occasional op-eds for fanzines and websites under fake names suggesting that David Cross is running guns in Colombia or hooked on opium in Karachi. All the while, I will be scouring the internet to see if sufficient time has passed to quell the backlash. Then, and only then, I will resurface in Iceland, years later, where I had been the entire time, wink. I will have a full beard, large pot belly, and a moderately successful, eco-friendly bookbinding business that I will have run with my Icelandic wife, Gye. I will make a brief appearance in the upper left corner box on the new Hollywood Squares, where I will renounce my American citizenship and show my new tattoo. Then it's back to the bunker where, oh, fuck that. You know what? I'm going to embrace my backlash. Make it my own. Cherish it. Hold it aloft to the heavens like a newborn African babe. Yes, bring it, I say. Let it inform me and shape me. Let the backlash give me new insight into the human spirit. Let it take me to greater heights and lower lows. Let it lift me onto a precipice from which I can see all. Let it change my outfits. May it swell to numbers too great to print in a family publication. If it means I get to work more, I'm all for it. See you backstage, fuckers. Love, David Cross.